Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Randy Merritt, the president of Shaw Industries. Randy, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Thanks for having me.
Next week, you're having your Align Dealer Convention. The theme is Connect in Orlando, and you were telling me a minute ago that this is your 11th convention in the last 18 years, right?
Right. This is our 50th anniversary.
Well, that's a big milestone. I've been to many of these conventions. I think I've only missed two. And, you know, one of the big parts of these conventions is you bring these Align dealers down whose most of their business is with Shaw. I mean, it's a family experience. If their children are young, you give them Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse dolls, and you start that Kool-Aid brainwashing thing early. But you're sincere about it, and it really goes a long way, doesn't it?
Well, it does. That's one of the things I think that makes this event a little bit unique in our industry is that it's always been about the family for us. Certainly, we want to spend a lot of time on the business side of things down there. We always have. But it's always fun to catch up with the families, too. If we can get the spouses and the kids asking mom and dad about when are we going back to Disney with Shaw, that's a great thing for us.
Mm-hmm. And this year you've got Warren Buffett coming down. I guess since it's the 50th anniversary, he decided it'd be worth the trip, and that actually adds another dimension as well, right?
That's true. We're very excited about having Mr. Buffett in, and he's going to speak in a kind of a roundtable format with Vance and actually three of our retailers.
So let's talk about some of the highlights. Obviously, this is an opportunity for you to roll out new products this year. Most people know Shaw, just under $5 billion. You're the largest company in the carpet business. And a lot of the things you're rolling out this year, some of the more exciting things that you have to talk about are on the hard surface side, right?
That's true. We've spent a lot of time and energy in the last 10 years working hard to become a more complete flooring provider. We're excited about that, and our hard surface business continues to grow really in every category of hard surface, whether you're talking about wood, laminate, ceramic tile, and of course LVT and resilient. So a lot of positive things going on the hard surface side of the business as well as carpet.
In the last year, you've just recently rolled out an $85 million modular carpet tile plant. Last year, you started up your LVT plant in Ringgold. And so you've been making major investments. I got a little sneak preview in Atlanta a couple weeks ago. And you've got this new Epic Extreme Plank that's 82 by 9. You've got new Anderson display. Looking across the board, you've got a new laminate product called Repel. And most people are aware that you bought U.S. Floors, and so you're going to be integrating them this year, right?
Well, you hit on most of our hard surface highlights there, Kemp. Yes, you're going to see all of those things, Epic Extreme, Repel on the laminate side that's water resistant. We're really excited about the new styles and the new merchandising in Anderson, which they're so well known for being the style and design leader in the high end of the wood market, and you're going to see a lot of new stuff there, which is really exciting. And then you mentioned RP. You're going to see our first totally made in the USA LVT plank product called All American.
One of the things that I'm seeing you do this year, and I applaud it, is you've got two signature brands. You've got the Anderson brand we mentioned a minute ago, and you've got the Tufdex brand. And it looks like this year you've got even more emphasis behind positioning those as the upper end of the business and a little bit of the luxury offering that comes from your company, right?
That's correct. I mean, one of the things we've learned in consumer research is there is a segment of the consumer base that is not just looking for the lowest price. In fact, they want innovative style. They want that leading edge design. They want quality. And for them, it's about the value of the package, not just about the price. Most of those consumers come into the store with a budget in mind but end up spending more. And we all need more of that kind of business, and that's what we're trying to cultivate through specifically our Tufdex and Anderson brands.
Now, it's no secret that the carpet business declined in units last year on the residential side of the business. And so responsibly, you reacted. You do have some new items in carpet this year, but it's almost dialed back just a little bit, isn't it?
Well, I don't know that dialed back would be the right way I would describe it. I would describe it perhaps as more focused. The carpet business has been in some decline over the past few years, but I think it's still important to remember that when you look at the categories of flooring, carpet is still by three or four times the largest category compared to when we lump hard surface all as one, it really isn't. Each one of those categories are separate and unique to themselves. So carpet is still a massive category for our industry. And there are certain things about carpet that consumers want, and we're working harder and harder to better deliver that message to those consumers. They love the softness, the comfort of carpet. They want the style of carpet. You're seeing more and more patterns, and you will see this across our spectrum. In fact, we have a totally new collection called True Accents that is all patterns that ranges. It has four price points within it. Two are Anso, two are Clear Touch Polyester. So we're working hard to make sure that the carpet launches and new products that we have are very focused and targeted towards bringing the consumer something unique. To that end, too, we'll be expanding our Lifeguard franchise further. We're adding Lifeguard to our very successful Anso Color Wall for the first time, and we're putting it on the best-selling product in the Color Wall as an alternative now. So again, maybe not as many carpet introductions as in the past, but all very targeted.
One of the things I'm most excited about for this convention is you've spent the last year really tuning in to doing some research, and you're going to be sharing with your best customers here a lot of the results, because there's been actually some cheese moving going on. There's been a lot of change in the way the consumer buys, right?
That's correct. In fact, I would say if you ask what makes this convention different than the previous 11, I would say a couple of things. First of all, and it's reflected in our title for this convention, Connect 2017. When we've talked to retailers in the past, one of the most important things about a gathering like this is the opportunity for them to interact and connect with other retailers so that they can share some of their best practices or some of their problems and look for solutions. So we want to, at the convention, make sure we give those retailers plenty of time and opportunity to interact and connect with each other. But the other thing they're looking for is education. And education, we've always offered seminars, but this time we've gone far above and beyond what we've ever done in the past. We're bringing in 29 outside experts this time, people from places like Google, HGTV, social media bloggers, experts in their fields. We're offering 23 different breakout sessions to our retailers, and we've targeted and grouped those sessions into four specific tracks. The first one is understanding the consumer, different opportunities to talk about and learn from consumers, including we're bringing in actual consumers who've bought flooring so that they can look our dealers in the eye and say, this is why I bought where I bought, this is why I bought what I bought, and these are my biggest challenges and my biggest frustrations in the flooring buying process. So we think that'll be very beneficial. Mm-hmm. We have a track on innovation, change, so that we can communicate what the research is telling us about how this consumer is changing and how our customers need to innovate to get involved and be on the leading edge of where that consumer is today. We have a track on operations. How do you do what you do more efficiently, more effectively, so that you can help improve your bottom line? And then the final track is about how you add value to the business, because the fact of the matter is, someday, whether you will it to the family or you sell it to somebody else, you have got to continually build the value of that business if you hope to pass it on successfully somewhere.
All right, Randy, one last thing before we run out of time. I'm just curious. I know you're probably going to have a big message around what 2017 is going to look like. What's the business outlook for these mom-and-pop retailers that make up the core of your distribution to consumers?
Well, I think we're as excited about 2017 as we've been in quite some time. When you talk to anybody in January of a new year, they're always optimistic. Some of that optimism is driven by hope. But I do believe that the business climate going into 2017 this year is going to be the best it's been in a long time. And I think that bodes well for everybody in business, no matter what kind of business you're in. The challenge, I think, for us business people is to make sure that our channel, our customers are in the right place, approaching the consumer from the right perspective so they can have the best possible chance of earning and delivering on that business opportunity that's going to be there in 2017.
Well, one of the thing you told me when I saw you in Atlanta a couple of weeks ago is what's going on at Carpet Values. You've got 24,000 employees, and they're actually coming to your little employee store and actually buying a lot more product than you've seen them buy in several years, right?
Well, that's just one data point, but that is true. At Carpet Values this year, which is our employee store, we had the best year that we've had since 2007. A lot of that driven by a lot more hard surface, I'll tell you, but I think it's indicative of what people are willing to do. I think people have been sitting on some projects they'd like to have done. They haven't felt confident enough to do it. Now they're seeing the values of their 401ks rising. They're feeling better about their job and the hours they're working, and they've got a project, and then we're starting to see people maybe cut loose some of that money and do some of those projects at home.
All right, Randy, it's good to be with you, and I hope you're right that this is going to be a good year, and hope you have a great convention next week. Again, been talking to Randy Merritt, the president of Shaw Industries, about his Connect Dealer Convention in Orlando next week, the 50th anniversary celebration, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaLA.net.